Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Doby out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kell reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Feller. Stevens moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepcio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Willard Nixon now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Kell. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Baker moves to third. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hoskins. Baker scores. White moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Mike Garcia now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Lepsio moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tipton to Avila covering second. The throw back to home, and Lepsio is out at the plate. Umflett moves to second. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Lemon. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Umflett bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-5 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. Bowling moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.